Continues the Gemara, Daf Kuf Yud Amid Beis, the last line. Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel. Rav Yudah said in the name of Shmuel as follows. Kol ha-mozug mitztarif. Any drink that is mozug, and it's mashke, that's mozug. That means that needs dilution, to be diluted. Like we said, wine is three parts water. That's a meziga, revias halug. So, hu adin, all other mashkas, you have an orange juice that needs to be diluted, so it's mitztarif with the other mashka to make it oizugas. It's only considered a tziuf, legabe, letoiva, lera, when it's considered another mashka that's considered mozuk. Then it's a shidduch, so to speak, to be mitztarif. Water is not considered mozuk. Because even if you're going to, let's say, put hot water with cold water, you have a haze of asa, it's too hot, let me put some cold water in. So you're being maizig it, but it's the same min. The Rashbam explains, it's the same min. If it's the same min, so it's the same thing, so it's not called a maizah meziga. So mamela, it's not mitzitarev l'gol l'toyva when it comes to zugas. Rabbi Yechonom, I know, afilu mayim, even water is considered mozuk. But what kind of water? It's only hot in the cold in the hot, you're maizig it in such a way. If you have had it to hat, or kirlik gavkira, cold to cold, loy, that's not called water, that's a called meziga, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, and that would have had it not be mitzarif. Meaning the Yeseidah Machloikis, the Esven, the Reis explains beautifully, the Yeseidah Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan, and Shmuel. Shmuel says, anything that's mozik is mitzarif, water is not mitzarif, even had it to cold and cold to hat. And Shmuel says, and Rabbi Yochanan says, no, water is mitzarif if it's cold and tahat and hot and cold. What's the Yesod HaMachlokes? The question is, how do you look at hot water? Hot water, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is nisbatel the term is mayim from it. So Mamela, once it's not mayim anymore, so Mamela, now you consider that you're ma'arev taka tu minim, because it's not mayim. Masha Enkin, according to Shmuel, it doesn't make difference if it's hot or cold or hot. It's all 1 minute, it's called mayim. So Mamela, you didn't do ma'isa mezika. So Mamela, it's not considered mozug and mozug. Zog di gemara omre shlokish. Chmima lechmima kir lekir means you have something very hot and you might want to make it a little less hot by adding something less hot to it. Or very cold to less cold. But that's not called a maiz mezika. Zog di gemara weiter. Omre shlokish. Abo dvorim oisa oison. There's four things that a person does. Domoi beroishoi. He is responsible. The blood is on his hands. What are the four things? Umischai benafshoi. And he is mischaib nafshe for the consequences. Elohein, hanifne bein dekel a koisel. If someone relieves himself between a dekel, a palm tree, and a koisel, and a wall. Now, these things are not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, nisht in Tur, nisht in Rambam, or nisht in all the poskim. It's not brought down. But we'll see soon some of the things that are brought down by certain poskim. But pashtas, the reason is, we'll see you soon in a second. Oh, but let's see what the four things, and the Gemara is going to explain them. So again, Abad Vorm Ois Oison Doma Begoyshev Mishai Ben Nafshei Hanifna Ben Dekel Kesel Ha'oive Ben Shteid Kolim. You walk between two palm trees. Hashoyis Amayim Shulim. You drink water that is borrowed. So again, if you're mefani yourself between Dekel and Kesel, between a palm tree and a wall, or you walk between two palm trees, or you drink water that is borrowed, we'll see the conditions. Va'oive Amayim Shulim. You walk over water that is spilled. Even if his wife spilled it in front of him, those things is domoi b'roishoi. Now the Gemara explains each one individually. Zok the Gemara, hanifna ben dekel koisel. What does that mean? You relieve yourself between a palm tree and a wall. Le'amogan ela delesle arba amos. That's only where there isn't four amos between the dekel and the wall. The pshat is as follows. The shadim don't bother you if you don't bother them. You go into their territory, they attack you. So that's where they like to hang out in a secluded corner. They don't like to hang out with people. Shadim, it's a real thing. We're not worried about Shadim today. But the point is, the Shadim are over there. Now, if there's four Amos, so Mela, you come to their area, there's still four Amos for them to walk around you, so they don't bother you either. But once it's less than four Amos, you're coming to my territory, you're nifting over here, domai begoyshoi. So el lesli ab Amos. Aval isli ab Amos, less lumbo, they don't have to worry. And likewise, there isn't another road, a way for them to go, even if there's no four Amos, and there's no other road, only then do the Shadim. Shadim only as a last resort start up with you. If they have another derech, they'll take the highway, they take the other way. They take the other road. If there's another derech, less lumbar, then again, they won't start up with you. Like the Rashbam says, in the first wide line, Dak Achina. But before that, the Loishovu Gavcha L'Shei De Lava. You don't even room. You're not leaving room for the shade to be over. So Mela, that's where they mazik you. But Lekadak Achina Shtei Chol L'Shei De Lalech Boy. The Achshav Bo Zebek Vula. You're coming into my territory. V'Yifsida Es Daka. You took away my path. V'Ochi Maskalei. Zok De Gemara. The next case. V'Ovi Ben Shtei. They call him some walked between two palm trees. Lo Yamorna Loi Paskin Rishus Rabim. That's only if Rishus Rabim did not go through it. If the Rishus Rabim went through it and the masses already utilized this, Rishchicha Rabim, so then Dr. Rashbam, Leis L'Rishus L'Hazik She'en Lo Ligz L'Lis Rabim. Once the Rabim go through, then the Shei doesn't have Rishus to be Mazik. I mean, he needs Rishus. He doesn't have Rishus to be Mazik because it became a public thoroughfare. The Loi Paskin Rishus Rabim. Ava Paskin Rishus Rabim. If the Rishus Rabim already go through it, Leis Lombo, then he doesn't have the right to be Mazik, the passerbyers. The next case. If someone drinks borrowed water, now first of all, stating Dr. Moshe, he says this whole din is dafke legabe mayim. Mayim that wasn't ma'urav with something else. Once you ma'arav with something else, it loses the state of water. As a matter of fact, he also says even mayim that's mevushal loses the state of that status. So again, it means pure water, not something else mixed, not cooked. So hashoyse mayim shulin. Loya Morgan, this din is only Ella de Shailinu Kotun. That means, what does it mean, Ayam Shulin? Shadim like to start up with children more than adults. So once a child borrowed water and brings it to you, you have to worry about this water. Because Lamaise, it passed through a child's hands. And Mela Shailinu Kotun. I will go to Leslambo, Mashang the Golo, you don't have to worry. Mayam Shulin means water that was borrowed. He borrowed it from someone and he gives it to you. You ask someone, do me a favor. Could you borrow a canister of water for me? If you send a cotton, you got to be concerned. Ava gol leslambo. Va'afilu shalinu cotton namale amoran ela besodet l'shchicha. Oh, there's more conditions. It's only in a place where it's not shchiach. The Rashbam girsa is, there's two girsois in Rashi, but the Rashbam learns, besodet l'shchicha, the pshat is, that the shmayim in a soda, where it's not shchiach to have water over there. If there's a lot of water, the shade don't start up with the water. Yeah. But if there's a lack of water, so he's moise nafsha lishtois. The shade drinks. As I stated in Rashbam. V'loi amoran zok Rashbam, the third white line. The shoyr ala mayim ela besodet l'shchicha mayu moscha nafsha lishtois. That's when he's moise himself to drink. It's only besodet l'shchicha. Ava bi'ir de shchicha leis lombo. V'afila besodet namila amoran ela maya dafka water. But when it comes to wine, when it comes to beer, less lumbo, they would have to be concerned. Now, la halacha, like I said, this is not brought down, not in the Rif, not in the Rambam, not in the Torah, not in the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Pri Chodesh and the Eli Rabbah, they do bring this, down. The Yamsha Shloime says that by all these things, even though it might be even applicable, but we go with the klal of Shoyme Psoyim Hashem. Shoyme Psoyim Hashem. So if you don't be concerned about things like this, if you go with the klal of Shoyme Psoyim Hashem. Now, obviously, Shchicha Zeik and all these things, we don't say it, but on a today, the koyach of Sitrach and Shedim all has less. And likewise, really by Zugas, also the same thing. If we say, we go with Shoyme Psoyim Hashem. Now the Gemara continues. What's the next thing? Zog the Gemara. And if someone walks over water that was spilled, so you shouldn't walk over that. Why? That's only if it wasn't covered with earth, with dust, with sand. Or it wasn't spit into it. If let's say it was covered with earth, if it was spit into it, less number. It means the sun did not pass over it. Or 60 steps did not pass over the water. But if 60 steps passed over it, even the water that you pass over is El de Rochiv Chamra. That means you're walking, you're not riding a donkey. And likewise, when you're walking, you're not wearing shoes. If you're riding a donkey, you're wearing shoes, Leslambo. There's another condition. This is only correct and true when there's no chash of kshofim. But if it's a chash that this is witchcraft that got a hold of, stronghold of his water, so then avagav the ikar kol hani, even if you have a donkey and if you have shoes and if you have offer and you have spittle, chayshin on your stuff to be chayshin. Zog the Gemara the following ma'aser. How gavra? Yes.
How do you know?
The way you know the 60 steps, if you saw 60, 30 people walk over it and each one had two steps, that's the only way. Correct. You don't take a chance. Zog the Gemara. How gavra? There was a person that was riding a donkey, so he doesn't have the condition that he's walking on it directly. V'sayim v'sayim, he's wearing shoes, and yet v'gomud misani, and his shoes shrunk when he walked over this, when he rode over it. V'tzavukare, and his legs dried. Why? Because v'shchichik shofim, the rules changed. Zog Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Now this following, next Gemara, is already something that is more brought down, and we are choshet for it. Zog Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, be careful about it. Shloisha ein mematzin. There are three things that we go don't go between them. V'loi mismatzin. And they don't go between us. For instance, a woman, you don't walk between two women. And likewise, a woman does not walk between two men. Now, Al-Kaponim, let's see what these three things are. Ve'eluein, hakelev, a dog, you don't walk between two dogs. And a dog doesn't walk between two men. Va'adekel, don't walk between two palm trees. And you don't walk between two palm trees. And make sure that, what's it called, that two men don't walk around two palm trees if they're together. Va'isha, we're familiar with, you don't walk between two women. And likewise, a woman shouldn't walk between two men. Now, this din, it's... Well, he did on the lady. Oh, so very good. So the Gemara over here is mashma. It's a din on the lady too. But it's a din on the man. It's a din on the man that a lady should not walk between two men. The Gemara says, it's a Loshna Gemara. Shloisha ain mematzin v'loy mismatzin. You, the ish, you have to make sure that you're not mematzah and not mismatzah. So it's taka din on the lady, but it's on the man that a lady shouldn't walk between two men either. So just like we're careful, when you walk between two ladies, you take someone with you, so you're not considered walking between two ladies. So too, when a lady walks between two men, you should have someone next to you, so it shouldn't be considered that she's walking between two men. It's a din on you. So it's mashma.
How do you protect it? Your math is wrong. If you take somebody else, that's going to help. So it'll still be between two men.
No, because then it's not between two, then it's between three already. You're together with him. So then it's only, if you're walking on a street with 1,000 people, the Shlomo Zalman says this, you saw it be'etzim. When you're walking with 1,000 people on a road, on Broadway Avenue, or a street that's Malav Goddess with people, Shishim Ribor, so what do you, that's not called walking between, that's, everyone is walking, so.
Well, you're by chaser, there's three ladies lined up, it's not a problem walking between two ladies?
Let's see the Gemara, we'll get this in a second. Zok the Gemara, v'yesh oimrim, that what? V'yesh oimrim af a chazir, also a chazir. Now, so the etzim dach Chaim Sonnenfeld in Silmas Chaim is brought down b'shmoy numerous different things. Shlomo Zalman talks about it also. Some say that if the women have no shaykhs one to another, one woman is over here, one woman's over here, and they're not together, they're not talking to each other, they're not, there's no shaykhs between them. That's not called going between them. You don't have that chisson. Meaning, if you're stuck, then be etzim, that's one etzim. Another yisoid is, if there's dalal amis in between them, that's also called a hefsek. Dalal amis between them, so then it's not vital, not considered going between them. The Silmas Chaim also brings that dafka when they're oimdim, states. But if, let's say, they're holchim, Shlomo Zalman also says this, if they're holchim, if they're walking, and you're walking between them, so then, if Shlomo Zalman says, if he's walking on the sidewalk, and he's walking, that's not called going between them. That's a maisa halicha. It's a heter. It's not called the maisa mitzua. Mitzua means going between them. Going between them is not while they're walking. That's another nekuda. Some say sitting is lafukit. Some say if you're holding something in your hand, just like if you hold another person. If you hold another person, that would take it away. Now you ask the gabbai opposite. If there's two women, I don't know if it works that way. If it's a gabbai, a man going between two women, I'm with another man, that's not called walking between women. That's a heter that's used by everyone. I've seen Rosh Hashivas that walk into a place, simcha, Fazichti, you ask, what do? You take another person next to you, like this is not considered you walking between two women. I've seen Rosh Hashivas come into a simcha, they take someone, grab their hand, and they walk in. So lemaisa, that is what's ungenumen heter. You take someone with you. Taking a safe or something else, that's really, I don't know, but yoda, it's brought down, some of them bring it down. But the best is you take someone with you. Does it work the other way? That I don't know. Meaning if two women, now a man going between them, because it's two women, that doesn't make it. That's one khativa of two women. Mashing and another man, that's considered, I'm not walking between them. I'm walking with someone else.
You have to walk
between. Yeah, Chaim Sonnenfeld and Silmas Chaim want to die dafka oimid. Oimid lafuki yoshev. Correct. Oimid lafuki yoshev. Oimid lafuki mahalach. Zog the Gemara. Ve'im ematzin. And if, let's say, you walk between them, what do you do now? Zog the Gemara. Maita kante. What's takono? Omer apopa. Niftach bekel. Ve'naftzik bekel. You start with a pasuk that starts with kel and ends with kel. What's the pasuk that starts and ends with kel? Zog the Rashbam. Kel ma'tzim mitzrayim. Kel ha'inokz b'yakov. Ad ma'pal kel. You say that. Inami niftach beloi. Ve'naftzik beloi. You start with the pasuk that starts with loi. Loi ish. Kel veichaziv at veloy kimeno. It says veloy kimeno. So here you have two psukim to remember in Parshas Bilam to know what to say if you walk between two women. Kel metzimi mitzrayim to mapal kel and loish kel veichaziv at veloy kimeno. Zok di gemara. Omer apopa niftach bekel nafzik bekel inami niftach beloy venafzik beloy. Now Tosis right here bavont and the tap you now be misrapa b'divrei Torah lahogen eshari protect yourself as mutter. Zog die Gemara. Hani betrei de matzlu isha nida. There were two people that an isha nida walked between them. So zog die Gemara. Im tchilas nidosahi. If she's in the onset, the beginning of his man of nidas, of a flow. Hoy reges echad man. One of them is going to be a dead man.
How would they know?
Im besoif nida. They make sure you're not there. But I'm just, this is the metzias. We don't know. But this is the material, what the dafkamin is. If a guy drops dead or a guy is nizik. Im echad man, im hagag is echad man. Im soif nidosi, mechiva oisa b'neyen. She causes friction and feud between them. That's how they'll know. Zog gemara mai takanta, what's takana? The same thing. Niftach bekel, nafsik bekel.
But the isha walk between two men.
The woman going between the men is a din on the man. It's not an is on the isha. It's a takana for the man. And that's why it's a din on the man. Zog gemara hani trein noshi di yasven bepashas drochim. Now, this is really a kshofim dekadim. Because before we said sitting is different than standing, there's a kshofim dekadim. Hani trei nashi yasim pashas drochim, chada bagis of a shvila. One of them one side of the fork of the corner of the road. Vechada b'idach gisa, on the other, umechavne na payel adodi, and they're facing one another. Vadai b'kshofim asikon. What are they doing? They're oisikin kshofim. Mai takanta, what's takona? Ika dak achina lezel bay. Versteht sich, if it's another road, take another path. Vileka dak achina, ik in ashachina badei. Oh! Here we see this. You saw the be'etzim take along someone else. Yeah. If you have someone else with you, take someone with you and walk through. And that's the yisoy, the same had to by between two noshim. We see this b'chayyim the makar that we see you take another person. It doesn't have an effect on you. Of course, the chatchila not.
We took two men and we walked.
That's called b'di'evit if we have to get somewhere. That's why. This is talking about kshofim, by the way. By kshofim, the Gemara says, ikedak achina. By noshim, it doesn't discuss all the eitzes. The eitzes not brought down in the Gemara by noshim be'etzim. This is talking about kshofim. This is amol, when kishuv was chiyach. We're not talking about today, which kishuv. Kishuv is a different world today. But the etzim walking between two women, the nichlefe with Bahadi Adodi is definitely something that is brought down in Poiskim, like Mashmoiz in his Gemara. Vileke in Shachina. So what do you do? That is a Kshofim dek Segula. Vileke in Shachina, name Hachi. Igeres, Izeles, Asya, Belusio. These are names of Shadim. Miskatlo, Bechek, Kabul. Should be killed with arrows. That's what you say. Zog di Gemara.
It's not
Al-Sneus. It's Al-Sneus. Oh, it's a Kishuv thing. Zog di Gemara. Hi man, the poga be itza be into the salkam mitzvah mitzvah. If someone meets a woman when she comes up from tefillas mitzvah from the mikvah, if he goes home first and is meshamish with his own wife, so then it's going to get a ruach znunim on him. And if she's the one who's meshamish first, so both of them are doomed. So that's why a woman coming out of mikvah should not see another man. So my takanta, what's the takona? Lema hochi, say as follows. Shoifech boys on the divim. This is a posik in Tehillim. Shoifich buz al medivim. Vayatem betoyu loy derech. That the shoifich boys, the shame should go on the divim. Vayatem betoyu loy derech. And they should get all betoyu in the derech. Now, Tosis on Daf Kuf Yud Omer Aleph. Very important Tosis. Famous Gemara in Brachas Daf Chof. Oh, very good. Zok Tosis, the bottom Tosis Kuf Yud Omer Aleph. This Tosis belongs over there. It stays inside. It stayed the Misha Meisu, Rabbi Yechon, and sat on the Shari Tvila. So the woman should see him and have Zera Kavose. So how do you coincide? How do you make these two Gemara stem? Zok Tosis, Hocha de Poga Be'esha Oilem in Amayim, Rabbi Yechon, and Shari Tvila Yosef. One difference is you were poga when they actually came up in the water. Amal the mikvah is a nar, a water. So the poga b'shasha Allah is different than Yosef Hashara mikvah. That's one teretz. Inami, hosam Yosef, hocha poga, sitting and meeting and bumping into is different. Third teretz, inami, Rabbi Yechonon, Yoyme, Shoifich boys. He said this pasuk.
What about the lady?
But once he said this, oh, state though, very good. State that when you say this pasuk, it has an effect on her. And the mele won't be chal on her. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, my dichsev, gam ki eilech, begeitz al moves, lo yiroro ki ato imodi. What does it mean? You say, gam ki eilech b'tzel moves, I'm sitting in the shade, and the Abish will protect me. What does that mean? Zog the Gemara zeh ayoshen b'tzel dekel yichidi. Someone who sleeps in the shade of a singular dekel. Zog the Gemara, or in the shade of the moon. Now, what's the shade of the moon? Shade of the moon means that the moon's shade goes against the wall and you're under that wall or under that tree or under that other item, under other object. Even a single dekel tree is only at the tula de chavre alvei. It's only when another dekel's shade did not go over that shade that you're under. If you have another shade that went on it, less than bo. That is our mazik you. Elo Netanya, Yoshem B'tzel Dek Yechidi B'chotzer. If someone sleeps in a Dek Yechidi in a Chotzer, Vayoshem B'tzel Levona, and he sleeps in the tzel of a Levona. Domei B'roishoi. Now, what does it mean in the Chotzer? Chotzer obviously means there's another Dekel's shadow on that shadow. Hechi Domei. Ilem in the Nof Atula de Chavik Alvei. If there's not another tzel that fell on that tzel, so then why does it say it's Chotzer? Afilu B'sodinami. Elo Lav Shemami No. B'chotzer, it's talking about a Chotzer. Still, we see that it's dangerous. It's a chashash mazikin, and here we said it's only when it's not when it's a singular dekel tree. Shmami no. That what? That even if there's another tzel that goes over it, is still a problem. Uvetzela shalavona the last gemara. Uvetzela shalavona the tzel of the levona laamogan ela b'marova. Marova means the beginning of the month, where it rises in the east and it sets in the shade sets in the west. But in the end of the month, where it rises in the west and it sets in the east, then you don't have to worry about this shade. These are all mazikin tikkunim, and like we said, these are the things that we have to be concerned about. And it's only a now Tosis over here says the bottom Tosis tchilas nidoy reges. Oh, it doesn't mean stamazoi tchilas nidosa and soif nidosa. It means if she does kishuf, then it's a regas and then it's mazek. Then it's called meriva. We'll stop over here. Continue tomorrow. Kufir Aleph Omid Beis.